See, they launched another satellite. Must be getting pretty crowded up there.
How does this sound for dinner? Eggplant with a sauce of onions, tomatoes, and olives.
Oh, no. Well, Cutson is a college professor.
Hey, guess what? Guess what Gordy Pratt just got?
Of course, nobody likes eggplant.
Gregory Peck, maybe, but not Rock Hudson.
Hey, guess what? Guess what Gordy Pratt just got? A motor scooter. His dad bought it for him.
How about that?
Oh, these scooters are very safe, Dad.
Almost 25 million miles to the nearest star.
You know, there's lots of things you can do with a motor scooter. I could run errands for Mom, and whenever she had to go someplace and you had the car, I could lend it to her. And the mileage you get on those things is fantastic, Dad. Dad?
Huh? What are you talking about?
Motor scooters.
What about them?
Gordy Pratt just got one.
There will be no motor scooter.
Okay, just mentioned it.
So did I.
Dad, how would you like it if I went out front and raked up all the leaves?
Fine. But it has nothing to do with a motor scooter.
Oh, no, no, of course not. Of course, you haven't closed your mind about them.
Your father never closes his mind about anything.
Thanks, Mom.
On this subject, my mind is closed. Now, Jeff, I've made myself perfectly clear. Scooters are expensive.
And they're dangerous. Your father's been doing very well without your help.
So, with no desire to suppress freedom of speech, I would like to consider the subject closed, along with my mind.
But, Dad...
Closed. Jeff, why don't you go out and rake the leaves?
Do I have to?
Well, it was your idea, remember?
That was before you closed your mind about the motor scooters.
Jeff, that's disgraceful. You don't make deals with your parents.
I guess I kind of lost my energy.
Will the real Jeff Stone please stand?
And will the real Jeff Stone go out and rake those leaves?
Hi, Jeff.
Yeah.
What's the matter?
Nothing. Stupid Gordy. Him and his stupid scooter.
Where's he going?
No place. He's just riding up and down the block to make me sore.
Here he comes again.
What you guys doing? What's it look like we're doing?
Like to ride my scooter?
Okay.
Sure.
I bet you would.
Boy, what a creep.
It's a big, dirty jip, you know what? Guys like him get scooters. Guys like us, what do we get? Rake leaves.
Well, you haven't raked any.
Not yet. I'm resting up.
Oh, here he comes again.
You're a big show-off. Let's not even look at him.
Oh, how would he ever get a scooter?
Oh, he gets everything he wants anytime he wants it.
Oh, it's a jip, all right.
You know, I asked my dad if I could have a scooter. You know what he did?
Laughed at you?
Not even that. He just closed his mind. Don't go blowing your horn around here. Oh, you're just sore you don't have one. Go on, beat it. Get off the property. Sorehead. Is that what you can think up to say?
Oh, you're a double-dicker, Drew.
Soreheads. Go on, beat it. Get away from here. You know, I could have a scooter if I wanted one. All I have to do is ask my dad.
Why don't you ask him then?
Because I don't want one. Oh, fuck.
What are you doing?
Oh, nothing. Just talking to Gordy.
Well, better get out those leaves, Jeff.
Unless you expect a typhoon to come along and help you.
Okay. Listen, you big baboon! Boy, it sure makes me laugh.
What does?
What they tell you. They say if you wish for something hard enough, you're supposed to get it. Well, I bet I could wish for a scooter forever and never get one.
Yeah, me too.
Talk about wishing. You know what I really wish? I wish he'd run into a tree or something and stop bothering us.
Hey, now, a crummy show-off.
Gordy! Gordy, you all right?
They shut this thing off.
Gordy! Dan! Dan!
What was that noise?
Dan!
What happened?
Dan, Gordy fell off his scooter. I think he's hurt bad.
Lie still, Gordy. Take it easy. Where does it hurt?
Everywhere.
I didn't say a thing, remember?
Gosh, I didn't mean anything. If I thought anybody was... Is he hurt bad, Dad?
Is it hurt you?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How about here?
Yeah, it hurts there real bad.
Here?
There, too.
Now, Gordy, it can't hurt every place. Where does it really hurt?
My leg. Yeah, my leg.
Your leg. Well, I'll take a better look at you before we take you into the house. Jeff, go get my bag.
Yeah, sure.
All right, Gordy. You just rest for a while.
How do you feel, Gordy?
Awful. Gordy,
how's your leg?
I can't feel it. I think it's paralyzed.
Gordy, don't say things like that.
Gordy, I'm sorry I called you baboon.
His old pal called him a baboon?
Did you find anything?
Not a thing, darling. Just shaken up a little and frightened.
Well, he keeps complaining about his leg.
Well, there's nothing wrong with it. At least nothing that I can find.
Well, there must be something. He couldn't be making it up. Did you call his mother?
Yeah, she'll be here soon.
Jeff?
Yeah?
How did it happen?
Well, I didn't do anything. He was just...
He was just what?
Nothing.
Please don't leave me alone.
Gordy, everything's going to be all right. Your mother will be here in just a moment.
Oh, you didn't have to call her.
But she'll be worried about you.
Oh, no, she won't. I mean, she won't worry too much.
I'll get it.
Hello, I'm Mrs. Pratt.
Oh, come in.
How's Gordy? What happened?
It's nothing at all. He had a little accident with a motor scooter, but he's perfectly all right.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Thank heavens.
Everything's all right now, Gordy. Your mother's here.
Don't go away, please.
Well, of course. Mrs. Pratt?
Hello, Mrs. Stone. Doctor tells me you're all right.
I'm not. I can't move my leg.
Oh, Gordy, please, stop acting. Well, I don't know how I'm going to get him home.
I don't want to go home. I want to stay here till Dad comes back.
His father's out of town. He'll be back tomorrow. Honey, you can't impose on the Stones.
It wouldn't be an imposition.
I don't know why you should have to put up with him.
Well, I wouldn't consider it putting up with him. If he stays tonight, the doctor can keep an eye on him. I'll put him in Jeff's room.
Well, I'm sorry, but with his father out of town, I just don't know how to cope with this. I feel so inadequate.
Don't worry about a thing, Mrs. Pratt.
Yeah, why don't you go home? I mean, till I'm feeling better.
Well, what do you think, Dr. Stone?
Well, I think it's just as well to let him rest for a while.
Well, that certainly is very nice of you.
I'll take a few x-rays just to make sure.
You let me know? I really do appreciate this.
You're quite welcome.
Dr. Stone, I know Gordy. He can be quite a handful.
Oh, well, we have quite a little handful of our own, so don't worry.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
But Gordy's in pain.
So he says.
Honey, why don't you send the x-rays over to Dr. Ferguson?
What?
Well, after all, he's a bone specialist, and you've told me that many times a specialist can see things in an x-ray that someone else overlooked.
Now, darling, okay, I'll send him to Ferguson.
Thank you, dear. I feel much better.
That's why I'm doing it.
Okay, Mom. Let me do that, okay?
Oh, well, thank you, dear.
Gee, Mrs. Stone, do you have to go?
No, I have to go down and start dinner.
I feel so much better when you're around.
Well, thank you, Gordy.
I hope you don't mind me saying that.
Of course not. Now, look, if you feel badly or you want anything, you just ring this bell. I'll be right up, okay?
Hey, Mom.
Yes?
I'll stay with him now.
Okay, dear.
How's it taste? I bought it for you with my own money.
I can't taste it hardly.
Yeah? Gee.
Don't you want it?
You can have it.
I don't want it either.
How's your leg? Any better?
No, I think it's worse. Maybe I'll never walk again.
Gordy, don't talk like that.
I just want you to know, I'm not blaming you, even though it was all your fault.
All my fault?
The way you were yelling at me, you and Eddie, why I couldn't concentrate on my driving.
Hey, what do you want? I'll get it.
What is it, Gordy?
I think maybe I should have some liquid. Mom always used to give me plenty of liquids when I was sick.
I'll give him some water, Mom.
Well, thank you, dear.
Mom used to give me ginger ale. My real mom, I mean.
Your real mom?
Sure. That was my stepmother that was here.
Oh, yes.
Gee, you're pretty. Just like my real mom.
Thank you, Gordy.
Just like it used to be with her. I kind of forgot what it was like to have someone worrying about me. I mean the way my real mom did.
I'll get you some ginger ale, Gordy.
Now, look, don't let him run you ragged. There's nothing wrong with that boy.
There's something very wrong, if you ask me.
Calm down. After all, if his own mother isn't upset,
why should... Stepmother.
All right, his stepmother?
Yes. He just told me.
So she's his stepmother. That doesn't make her a monster. That only happens in storybooks.
That's what I always thought. Really, Alex, you must admit, she wasn't very upset.
But, darling, there's no reason to be upset.
What this boy needs is a mother's love. He needs attention.
Oh, he needs attention, all right. But he needs it from his father.
A ginger ale. Okay.
Hey, it's Gordy.
Sit still.
But maybe you want something.
Well, Mary's up there with him. Now you eat your dinner.
Okay. Dad?
Hmm?
Gordy said that he might never walk again. Do you think that...
Jeff, I've told you a dozen times that Gordy's all right.
Are you sure you're just not saying that to make me feel better?
Why are you all of a sudden so concerned about Gordy? Why, just this morning you were calling him a baboon.
Well, gosh, you don't have to mean everything you say, do you? I mean, well, you say something, sure, but you don't think there's going to be somebody around keeping track all the time.
Your dinner, dear.
I'm not very hungry. Gordy hardly ate a thing.
Oh, dear.
Well, how could he? He's had ice cream, ginger ale, a bowl of fruit, cookies. I don't think he can get out of bed.
Mom?
Yes, dear? What is it, dear?
Nothing. If you wish that something awful would happen to somebody, is that the same as... Well, does that make it your fault? If it happens, I mean.
What awful thing are you wishing? To happen to whom?
I know. Me.
Jeff, are you trying to tell us something?
Me? Oh, no, of course not.
Very well, if you don't want to tell us.
I think I'm going to go to bed.
Now?
Oh, yeah, Gordy's up there all alone. I think I should keep him company.
All right, as long as you don't horse around too much.
Gee, Dad, I'm not going to horse around. I think I should take him a sandwich, in case he gets hungry.
All right, dear. I
think that's rather touching.
Well, peculiar, if you ask me. I mean, if you know Jeff.
Now, let's not belittle his worthy instincts. If he has any.
Gordy, are you asleep or what? Don't wake up. Just listen. If there's anything you need, in the night, I mean, I'll be right there, okay?
I know I haven't been very good. I mean, I could be lots better if I tried. And I will try. And about that accident I wished on Gordy. I really didn't say that I wanted him to... Well, I guess you know that I really did say it. But please make Gordy better, please. I'll keep my room neat, and I'll stop spending my lunch money for candy, and I'll go to Sunday school every single Sunday from now on. And I'll even stop yelling at Mary.
Hey, what are you doing out of bed?
Oh, hi, Jeff.
Hey, Alexia's a lot better.
Well, it's a little better, but not a lot.
You weren't even limping.
Hey, breakfast is ready.
Somebody's coming. Don't say anything.
Good morning, Jeff.
Morning, Mom.
Wake Gordy. His mother is downstairs. Tell him to get dressed and limp down.
All right. You big fake. You've been faking all the time. And me feeling sorry for you.
That's my system. That's how I got the scooter. Whenever my dad feels sorry for me, he buys me something.
Boy.
Now this bad leg I got, Dad ought to feel real sorry about that. By the time it's all better, I'm not limping. I ought to get a trampoline out of it.
I ought to turn you in.
Go ahead, if you want to be a squealer.
Who's a squealer?
You are, if you tell.
You're not even worth squealing on.
Better not, boy. You never bounce on my trampoline.
I wouldn't want to bounce on your old trampoline. I hope when you do, you break your neck.
No, I don't either.
Give me back my pillow.
Well, guess I'll get dressed and limp down.
That Gordy was faking. I just saw him walking.
No. You mean to say my diagnosis was right all the time?
Yes, don't be so insufferable when you're right. Gordy will be right down.
Thank you. You've been very good.
But not very smart. I want you to know that Gordy is perfectly all right. There's nothing wrong with his leg.
I do know. He's always exaggerated everything that's ever happened to him. I'm afraid it's a very familiar pattern.
But why?
Well, first it was a need he had for sympathy, and I could understand that. But now he's found it's a way of getting things from his father. The scooter, for example.
Well, if you understand it, why don't you put your foot down?
How can I? I'm not his real mother. If I were strict with Gordy, he'd only use it to prove what he wants everyone to think about me. That I'm the typical stepmother.
Well, I'm sure no one would think that.
You really think so?
No. I can't say that I do.
I've tried very hard to win Gordy's love. I know I've made a lot of mistakes. I've been weak when I should have been strong. He really is a very sweet boy. But it's just not easy to fill a mother's place.
But Mrs. Pratt, you are filling a mother's place. The trouble is, you worry too much about what people will think or what Gordy will make them think. And Well, just being a mother is hard enough.
Oh, I don't care how difficult it is if I could just once feel that I was reaching him.
Oh, you will. But you have to realize that being a mother doesn't mean that you're in a perpetual popularity contest. You know, there are many times when Jeff is very angry with me, and I don't like it, but I can't let it stop me from doing what I think is right.
Here's Gordy. Hello, Gordy.
Hi.
There's no need for any more limping, Gordy. You're not fooling anyone.
My father will believe me.
Not if the doctor tells him there's nothing wrong with your leg, and I'll see to it that he does.
Gosh, you're not going to do that.
I certainly am. Have you ever stopped to think about how much trouble you cause with these phony injuries?
Please don't tell my father.
Gordy, I'm sorry. You've behaved very badly, and I think your father should know about it.
Tell her not to tell Dad. Tell her.
All right. I think you can leave this to me now, Mrs. Stone.
Whatever you say.
Thanks, Mom.
Gordy, I hope you're going to be fine from now on.
Well, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Mrs. Stone, for everything.
Goodbye, Mrs. Pratt.
Goodbye.
Jeff, Gordy's leaving. Aren't you going to say goodbye?
Bye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Jeff?
Yeah?
I think you might have said a little more than that to Gordy.
I might have said a lot of things. What's that going to drive him home for? He can walk.
What's bothering you, Jeff?
Nothing. Well, at least nobody can say I'm a squealer.
Has anyone said you were?
No. Mom, how come some people get away with everything?
Oh, some people just think they do.
What do you mean?
Well, they forget. There's always someone watching.
Oh, you mean up there?
Mom?
Yes?
Suppose there's this guy. Not any guy in particular, you understand, just a guy.
Yes?
Well, suppose he runs into a tree or something. And you wished it on him. I mean, you wished it to happen, but you really didn't want... Well, it happened anyway.
Yes?
Well, suppose you made a deal because you thought he was hurt real bad. But he wasn't. He was faking, mostly. Well, suppose you made a deal with somebody that if he'd get better, you'd go to Sunday school every week.
Well, what about it?
Well, suppose you found out that he was faking, I mean. Would the deal still go? Would you still have to go to Sunday school?
It has nothing to do with making a deal. I think everyone should go to Sunday school.
Well, I guess you're right. But some people more than others. Hey, Mom.
Mom.
What are we having for dinner?
Something you like.
Like what?
Pot roast.
Have we got plenty?
Well, I always try to have plenty.
Enough so as we can invite somebody for dinner?
What somebody?
Gordy.
Gordy?
I thought you weren't even speaking to Gordy.
Oh, he's not such a bad guy once you get to know him.
Come on, what's the game?
Nothing. Gee. How would you like it if you were the only kid in your family? You didn't have a brother or anything.
I think it would be divine.
Yeah, well, you'd get pretty lonely, too, if you had nobody to eat with but your parents.
Why are you so concerned about Gordy all of a sudden?
Who says I am? I just happen to think about somebody besides myself once in a while, that's all. There's such a thing as being unselfish, you know.
I know, but where did you hear about it?
No, never. He wants to invite him. It's perfectly all right.
Jeez, guy gets a lot of credit around here. Y'all think I'm up to something.
No, we don't, dear. What are you up to?
Well, his mom says he has to get rid of it anyway.
Get rid of what?
His motor scooter. And I've got no real use for my microscope anymore. I mean, once you've looked through it, those wiggly lines, they all look the same.
Are you considering trading your microscope for that scooter?
It's a good microscope. It's a good deal.
Absolutely not.
Why?
You heard your father. No scooter. I don't want you risking your neck on that thing.
Oh, Mom.
No arguing. That's final.
Of course, if you want to invite Gordy for dinner, that's all right. I have no objections. Why don't you go call him?
Heck with him.
Our Christmas show just wouldn't be complete without a Merry Christmas from all of us to all of you.
Merry Christmas.
And a Happy New Year, too.
Screen Gems film presentation from the Hollywood studios of Columbia Pictures.